Good evening. My name's Gavi, and you're listening to Saturday Night Sega. It's another pre-recorded one this week, which means that there's no Saturday Night Surprise, no Top 5 Requests, or Request Roulette. But for the second week in a row, we are going to be playing the Saturday Night Sega Smash-Up, so don't forget to email your results, or your guesses, rather, to gavi@radiosega.net, or you can send them via private message on the Radio Sega forums. My name's Gavi on there. Alternatively, you could just do what some people do. You could attempt to send me them via MSN, despite the fact that I won't actually be there. Or you could just wait until I am actually around on the internet and enter through the podcast. It's completely up to yourselves. However, without further ado, it's about time we got some music on. It's Saturday night, and you're listening to Saturday Night Sega.
Sega!
Yes. I is welcoming you all to this monumental occasion. You is listening to the second pre-recorded Saturday Night Sega, innit boy? My name is Gavi. I is a DJ and an MC on the side. And you is been listening to a couple of songs from Victory Goal 96, innit? Because it's like the World Cup. And everybody should know what the World Cup is. Because, like, it's when all the countries of the world get together and they play football. And some of them are good and some of them ain't quite so good. But it's a good time. You get to see people standing or sitting on top of floodlights, because that is like what they do at the World Cup. And they is playing these horns that they just make this noise and they sound like a flock of bees, because, you know, bees are in flocks. It's what they do. And I is having no music. This is a disaster, isn't it, boy? So, my name is Gavi. I is here with you with the last 2 hours, or the next 2 hours. I don't know. You see, the more I keep talking like this, the more I can feel my brain. It is seeping through my ears. And blinging, boy. We is going to give you some fantastic music. We is going to give you some laughter and some blinging tracks. And we're gonna just go bigger, 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 brrr, brrr, which is, you know, is like it's more tuneful and more soulful than those vuvuzelas or whatever it is that they is called. So big up to all my crew who is listening to me right now on the radio. And big up to everybody who is listening to me through iTunes or through anybody else who you downloaded the podcast from, the Fast Feet Media, or from Radio Sega, or from anywhere, really. It is of no concern of myself where you listening to me from, because you're my homeboys and you're my homegirls. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart that it is fantastic to be able to share with you my craft and my talent. And I'm just going to do it. We're going to just carry on like this now, because it's quite easy to start MCing. It's not quite so easy to hold it. But I thought that would be a nice way to introduce the show in proper English. Good evening. Welcome to Saturday Night Sega. We gave you a couple of tracks from Victory Goal 96. Because it's World Cup, of course. I probably should have started with it last week, but last week was a Sonic Team mix, so it was only right to be able to do that. And I am meant to be playing Spellcaster Enemy, but as you can hear, it's just messing up, and I just can't be bothered to skip it. So, you're getting random tracks. It's probably a smash-up in itself, actually. Guess what song this is? So the songs in question were Victory Goal and Dancing Dancing, and they were from Victory Goal 96. I was going to try and play a track from Victory Goal 97, but it seems the only song we've got from Victory Goal 97 is Victory Goal 97, so I didn't really fancy doing that. We've got quite a nice show lined up for you. I don't think there's an awful lot of me putting accents on, but we'll see what we can do for you. So this was meant to be Enemy from Spellcaster, and now we've got a bit of a Lava Powerhouse from Sonic the Hedgehog Boom. Although, knowing me, this is probably going to end up wrong as well. But I thought you'd probably quite like to hear it while I'm talking. So, to everybody who's in the IRC right now, good evening. I'm sorry I can't be with you, but this time, I'm in Wembley. Wembley Stadium, listening to Green Day. Don't wanna be another American idiot. Oh yeah, I cocked that up. Yeah, we'll try and not do that a lot. So yeah, I'm at Wembley Stadium right now, listening to Green Day. I will have, by this point in time, I believe I will have already listened to Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Yes, they are still around, and Frank Turner. So be sure to ask me how they were. As I say, we've got a good show coming up. We have got round 13 of the Saturday Night Sega Smash-Up coming up. It's a general Sega round this week, so it could be from anything. It was quite a good round, actually, last week with regards to scoring. D'Artagnan actually won the scoring with 13 points, so he was only 7 points off the lead. And also, don't forget that on Twitter, we were asking you this week's Sega question. It was E3 related. We were asking that... Well, we were asking which Sonic game you seemed the most excited for. There's been 4 games that have turned up now. We've got Sonic... hang on, if I just get my Twitter open. There we are. So, the Sonic question was... Oh, the Sega question, sorry. Which Sonic game are you looking forward to the most? We had... When I can actually remember what it was called. We had Sonic Colors. Now, you can have either the Wii or the DS version here. We've got Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Episode 1. You've got Sonic 3 Riders, which was announced this week as being a launch title for Kinect for Microsoft Xbox 360. Or you could obviously choose Sonic 3DS, which we don't know anything about apart from the fact that, well, it's there. You know, it's coming out for the Nintendo 3DS, but other than that, we can't really tell you a lot. So we were asking which of the 4 you were looking forward to. And coming up after this music break, we're going to go through some of those. There were some quite interesting choices. But we'll go through those and see what you think. Obviously, feel free to discuss amongst yourselves what you would feel is the best, but of course don't expect me to read it out, because I'm not going to be able to, because obviously I'm not with you right now. But hopefully you'll find some good discussion from this topic. So the Sega question again: which Sonic game are you looking forward to the most? That we found out about this week, of course. Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1, Sonic 3 Riders, Sonic Colors, or Sonic 3DS, which is a working title and shouldn't be considered anything along those lines. If you even want to be really pedantic, you could say Sonic Adventure on Xbox Live Arcade. So, you could have that. I'm going to give you some music now. Sandwiched in between two tracks is Saturday Night Sega Smash Up Round 13. But first of all, here is Metropolis Street Racer and Overdrive. We'll be right back.
Saturday Night Sega, playing the best Sega music and remixes. Only on Radio Sega.
Okay, I was expecting that song to go on a bit longer. I have no idea why. So, we had Metropolis Street Racer and Overdrive, which was requested by Resident SD. Then we had the first play of Saturday Night Sega Smash Up Round 13. And then we had, from Yakuza, Roar of the Dragon. Right then, so we obviously, before we went for the... before we went for the music break, I asked you the Sega question, of course. Which was, which Sonic game are you looking forward to the most? Now let's go through, because we asked it on Twitter, let's go through what we asked. Kelly Stanford came out first. She said Sonic Free Riders. Then we had Mina, I was going to say Mina DC, which is her name on Twitter. Go follow her if you don't already. She decided to say The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Just like we did with Resident SD last week, if somebody wants to slap her with a trout, please feel free. Because if I was there, I'd do it. Let's have a look. She then responded that she wasn't going to say Super Mario Galaxy 2 because that was already out. Fair enough. We didn't really get an awful lot of people saying it. Gonic came in saying Sonic Colors for the DS, just for the pure fact that it's Sonic Rush 3. And Kaito-kun said, well, he didn't know what the Sega question was, because, of course, he never actually listens to Saturday Night Sega, of course. Although he did say the answer would be Sonic 4. So, there you go. That's all I got. I'm fairly sure I had more than that, but never mind. If there was anything else that you that you wanted to say, then by all means, you know, make your voices heard, I just won't hear them myself. But that was your Sega question. I was kind of hoping that would last longer, actually. We then actually proceeded, just moving back onto Twitter, we then proceeded to ask who was members of the Radio Sega forums. Because we've started up a new list on Twitter called Forum Members, which is going to be a list of all of our... I'm going to need to hurry this up. It was a list of all of our Radio Sega forum members, you know, as you'd imply. And we have got probably the best response. Basically, we wanted people to say, I am, if you are a member of Radio Sega. And on Twitter. So we got Mina DC, or Mina, as she's more commonly known, going, I am the one and only! Which, considering that she decided to bastardise me with Justin Bieber a bit early on in the evening, was quite uncalled for. Speaking of stuff that's uncalled for, but you'll get it anyway, enjoy! Get ready! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3! Segata Sanshiro! Segata Sanshiro! Segata Sanshiro! One more time, let's join in all together. Segata Sanshiro, Segata Sanshiro, Segata Sanshiro.
Saturday Night Sega with Gavi, only on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
So there was some quite good music there. We started off, if you hadn't already gathered, by one of our karaoke favourites. From obviously the Sega Saturn advertising campaigns, that was Segatar San Shiro. Then we had House of the Dead Overkill and Zombie Shuffle. And then from Night's Journey of Dreams, Boney Bamamba, the hard version. I thought I'd give that a bit of a play because we used the not hard version as one of the songs from Saturday Night Sega Smash Up last week. So, there you go. Well, there's not really, unfortunately, a lot to talk about now. It's one of those things where, well, doing a pre-recorded show is amazing and everything, because it means that I can obviously do a show without actually being there. But one of the main downsides is there's not an awful lot to talk about. I've not had anything interesting happen, so there's nobody trying to enter Smash Up early. There's nothing going on with regards to Twitter. It's a bit of a slow one, really. So, let's just say that by this point in time, or, you know, by the time you are listening to me now, England have already played Algeria and hopefully beaten them. But just to kind of cover all eventualities, let's go for this. Hooray! Boo! England won! They lost! They beat Algeria! Algeria beat us! We're going through to the World Cup! We're getting knocked out at the group stage. Delete is appropriate. So, well, I can't really say a lot more than that. In this past week, we found out that Summer of Sonic, is going to be absolutely free of charge. And we've also found out that I have made myself a Saturday Night Sega t-shirt to wear at Summer of Sonic, which is good news. I've actually bought it. It will be coming to me whenever it wants, which is good, because as soon as it arrives, I can get to work at putting a big, massive Radio Sega logo on the back, so that I can advertise Radio Sega at the same time as my forums. As my radio show, not my forums. Anyway, this brings me to the main point. I did mention it on the Saturday Night Sega Smash Up results last night, but we'll go through it again. Saturday Night Sega Pitch Shifter. It starts in about 5 weeks' time. We've got three rounds of we've got two rounds of Saturday Night Sega Smash Up to run. So it's in 4 weeks' time. And obviously we know what Pitch Shifter is. We played a beta run. Basically, scoring will work the same as it does for Saturday Night Sega Smash Up. Only there's going to be three tracks, because I know it's a bit of a weird number, but there we go. So you've got a total of 6 points to win a week. I say it's a weird number, but I don't like round numbers anyway. It doesn't really bother me much. And obviously it keeps the runtime to around about the same time as Saturday Night Sega Smash Up anyway, around about a minute and a half, which is fine by me. Obviously, the three sound clips, some of them are going to be quicker and higher pitched. Some of them are going to be slower and lower pitched. They could be slower and higher pitched. They could be quicker but lower pitched. It could be anything, you know. These three tracks, though, aren't all going to be the same. So they could be a mixture in there. So obviously you'd do the same as what you did with the Saturday Night Sega Smash Up. You'd guess, and you'd score points based on whether your guesses are right or not. There's only one leaderboard this time, because there's only one prize. And did I just say prize? Of course. Allow me. This time, we're giving you a physical prize. I've decided that the winner of Saturday Night Sega Smash Up, in the game title leaderboard, the song title leaderboard, and the overall leaderboard, you'll get yourself an A4 certificate. I'll email you it. It will be produced in Photoshop. It might not look amazing, but it'll be there. You'll win one. Obviously, if you are top of more than one leaderboard, you'll win more than one certificate. And if you want to print it out on glossy backed paper and frame it, it's up to you. If you want to go, why the hell do I want this for? It's rubbish. And you delete it. Well, that's up to you as well. But Saturday Night Sega Pitch Shifter will give you a physical product. And I can guarantee that... Well, I can guarantee that you'll be guaranteed to like it. Why? Well, I'll tell you that in a little while. In fact, we've got a couple of songs coming up. We might overrun, just to warn you now, we might overrun a little bit. I have got, after this batch of songs that's being played, I have still got six requests to try and fit in, which I'm fairly sure I can do, but if I can't, then there's going to be a little bit of an overrun, because we will get them all in. So, after this next music break, which does include the second play of Saturday Night Sega Smash Up, I will tell you what your prize for Saturday Night Sega Pitch Shifter will be. But first, here's some Sonic CD, the Japanese version, not the American. We'll be right back.
Sega.net. 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music. Sega!
So then, you had the Sonic CD, Japanese, European version, Wacky Workbench, Bad Future. That was requested by Resident SD as well. Should also make a point of mentioning that we have actually played a song, or have we? Yeah, Seigatar Sanshiro was requested by Josh, who is also known on Twitter as Te Yoshi, though it is T3H and then Yoshi. He requested that, so that was there. He calls himself the US promoter of Radio Sega. I prefer him to call him Radio Sega's American ambassador. So, there you go. Right, you're listening to Fantasy Zone and Hey Hey Why, or at least you should be. This doesn't sound like the kind of thing that would come from a Master System game myself, but there we go. Anyway, I did tell you that we would tell you what the Saturday Night Sega Pitch Shifter prize would be. Basically, I'm going to be creating a Saturday Night Sega Pitch Shifter graphic. What you do is go on cafepress.com and decide what you want to put it on. So you could have it on a t-shirt, you could have it on a mouse mat, you could have it on a mug, you could have it on a vest, you could have it on a hat, you could have it on a pair of boxers if you so desire. You could have it put on a thong, you could have it put on a chopping board, if they do chopping boards, or you could have it put on a wall clock. You could have it put on a jumper, or anything like that. You're allowed to choose any one item from the Cafe Press store, although I do need to make you very aware that money is a bit tight, so if you do choose something and it ends up being in the region of about 60 quid, then unfortunately I am going to have to say no. But within reason, you are allowed to pick whatever you want. This graphic will get applied to it, and it will be sent direct to you. So it won't come to me and then get sent to you. I'm going to send it straight to you. Cut out the middleman, makes it cheaper, makes it quicker. Everybody's happy. So, Saturday Night Sega Pitch Shifter, when it starts in 4 weeks' time, will be your choice of a prize. The only thing I'm saying is that it's going to have the Saturday Night Sega Pitch Shifter graphic on it. And that's it, really. You can't ask for much more than that. It's an amazing prize. You get to choose how cheap or how expensive you want it. And better yet, until we do another game of Saturday Night Sega Pitch Shifter, and even then they might choose a different item, the item that you choose will be unique to you. Nobody else in the world will own that item. Not even me. So, if you decide that you want a unique piece of Saturday Night Sega merchandise, or indeed if you want a unique piece of Radio Sega merchandise, almost as unique as the second run of Radio Sega t-shirts, which as far as I'm aware don't actually exist, but you could even say as unique as the first run of Radio Sega t-shirts, which we only saw about 8 made, And there haven't been very many of them, I know that much. So we're talking something that's quite unique. It's up to you. So if you want a piece of that, then be sure to enter Saturday Night Sega Pitch Shifter when it starts in just 4 short weeks' time. It's certainly something to tune into, or to tune in for. Because as I say, you know, points in this case will now mean prizes. And as I said on the Smash Up result, it's not exactly a £40 game gift voucher, but you could go into any game shop in the UK or indeed in the world and get a gift voucher. You can't exactly walk into your local TK Maxx and buy a Saturday Night Sega Pitch Shifter t-shirt. Although, I suppose if you end up giving it to Oxfam, you probably could. I hope you don't, though, because obviously it's a prize. It's given to you for free, and it's coming out of my pocket, so please don't be quite so harsh sell it and make profit on me, because that would not be very nice. We've got a few more requests now. Two of them are from Mina. In fact, the first two are from Mina. The last one is from Radio Sega's American Ambassador. And yes, I am going to call you that from now on. Can you sing along? It goes, say ga 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 ga. last week there was rapping. The last time we played it, there was singing. All I can say is, we may need some help.
Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
Hey yo, we is going to try and rap over the top of this chorus. You is gonna love it.
I seen you at my job. You're carrying yourself so well. I made myself a promise.
What's that?
Not to get emotional. As I remain stable, I take another glance at you. If we were at the disco, whoa, whoa, then I would have to dance with you. This isn't cool,
not cool.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing.
Nothing to her! Hello, Allison! I wanna hold your hand, and I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10. Hello, Allison! I wanna hold your hand, I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Shine in the neon sign, where are you from? You floating like an angel at night into my life, and leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack, and wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad, they didn't see what I seen. Nuh-uh, the store queen made everything easier for one fine eat.
And in my lonely eyes, I soon live to is everything's fine. Being a shouting stomach doesn't empty my head. I don't know the words. Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the Earl in aisle 10. Going backwards. Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10. I'll let you enjoy the rest of the song now.
You came in here again. I'm drinking by the copier. I made myself a promise.
Now what was that?
That I would finally talk to her. As I remain stable, I take another drink for you. I set it on the table. Whoa, whoa. I'm sure I look a drunken fool. I'm seeing two.
Whoa.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wait, hang on. Why aren't you clapping? Nobody's clapping. Okay, so we had Andy Shand and Sega Gagagaga. Sega Gagagaga. Sega Gagagaga. Sega Gagagaga. And then we had Shinobi 3 and Idaten. And then everybody's favourite Jet Set Radio Future song. It was only aisle 10, ladies and gentlemen. Now you're listening to Beginner's Course BGM from Indie 500. And not wanting to stop for 1 minute, when this song's finished, we're going straight back into some more requests. One from Mina. Well, actually, I say requests. We're going one from Mina, and then a couple that I want to put in myself. So they should certainly entertain you for a few minutes. Especially if you're part of a certain crowd. So, of course, we're all of a certain crowd here at Saturday Night Sega. You know, the karaoke bits are the best bits. You know, I mean, if you don't like it, I could always put They Call Me Sonic on again.
They Call Me Sonic.
Because I'm passing this out, I keep on running around. Blue Hedgehog Sonic, with incredible speed, I run on my feet!
Oh dear. Yes, let's not have Lake call me Sonic. But then of course, we could have Wonder Man. There's plenty of choice for Saturday Night Sega sing-alongs. In fact, we could even turn that into a competition after Pitch Shifter. Saturday Night Sega sing-along, your chance to sing along with the song. Oh dear. Well, today is Saturday, June the 19th, and today is also the day that me and Mina are 1 month shy of celebrating 5 blissful years together. Aww. Everyone in the IRC will be going, aww, now, which is a bit of a shame because we won't actually see it. So if anybody could print screen that and show me it upon my return, that would be quite awesome. Thank you, Metchley. So, you know, see how many people are going, aww, at the fact that that me and Mina are 1 month shy of being together for 5 rather long, arduous, torturous, painful, happy years. Oh dear. You know, if it wasn't for the fact that she's actually listening into me recording this right now, I probably would have got away with saying that for a couple of days. But, yeah, I'm going to be in trouble when she calls me later, I'm sure. Never mind. Sure, I already deserve a few slaps anyway. What's one more? Right, other notable events in the Radio Sega community this week. What day are we on now? Thursday. Yesterday, Wednesday, well, I say yesterday, Wednesday, it was Resident SD's birthday. And he probably doesn't want to tell you this, but it's on Facebook. He's 27. So, happy 27th birthday to Resident SD. Everybody sing along. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Resident SD. Happy birthday to you. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. And so say, well, all of us. So say all of us, and so say all of us, for he's a jolly good fellow, and so say all of us. Yay! We could do the hip hip hooray and all of the bounces, but I've only got 16 seconds left. There's not enough time to do 3 hip hip hoorays and then 27 bounces. So I'll let you do that over the next music break. Catch you in a few. Fancy some I do, with a bit of woo thrown in. Scud Race.
Saturday Night Sega, playing the best Sega music and remixes, only on Radio Sega.
Now, you may think that that last song sounded like Scrap Brain Zone. Well, it did. But it's not. That was Clockwork Zone from the Sonic the Hedgehog beta. Prior to that, we had Tails Adventure and Polly Mountain, and then Scud Race and Grooving Daylight, otherwise known as Woo! And So that was that. I'm in the process of working on something to separate the end of the show. It will definitely be ready for the time we get to the end of the show, so that would be good. You're currently listening to something that I've only just stumbled across from Sega Rally 2006. It's Ignition, the second generation. I have to admit, I do like this tune from Sega Rally. It's one of my favourites. Oh, that reminds me. Next week, Saturday Night Sega Smash Up. It's Sega Rally and Daytona USA, so start brushing up on your Sega Rally and Daytona USA tracks. Loads of High Skies and Going Away and Kings of Speed and Ignitions and Dear Friends Who Love to Rally. Or maybe, you know, it depends what's in the Smash Up, but I can guarantee you that it's one you won't want to miss. Also coming next week, he's probably been waiting quite a while for it. We're going to have D'Artagnan's Request Roulette. In fact, he's been waiting an awful long time for it. He's been waiting 2 weeks now. It'll be 3 weeks by the time it actually comes on. We'll have the top five requests come back, and we'll have the Saturday Night Surprise back as well. So it's back to our feature-packed show that you all come to know and love. Hopefully you've actually enjoyed me being random this last fortnight. And it's only been 75 minutes. So you've still got another 45 minutes of this left. So don't be thinking that we're giving you a reduced show this week, because we're not. There's still an awful lot to look forward to. We've currently had, three karaoke, what you'd consider karaoke tracks. I wonder how many more I could fit in this show. I wonder how many more we've actually got left. Oh my, I didn't realise Ignition had vocals. Okay. Well, fair enough. But I do like Ignition. This is another song where we're only going to have like 3 minutes and then go straight into another new music break. I might try and stretch it out after this one because I've actually got through the requests a bit quicker than I thought I would. I've only got two left and I'm closing the show out with those, so it's going to be a long one. So it gives me plenty of time to work on what I want to work on, which is good. Quick question, when's the last time we played Rise Star?
Sega. We'll be right back.
So we had Humming Star from Rice Star, the Shooting Star, and then the third plate of Saturday Night Sega Smash Up, round 13, and then the title screen, otherwise known as This Horizon, from Knuckles Chaotix, sorry. And now we've got, well, I'm going to talk over three Jet Set Radio tracks that weren't on the actual official soundtrack. So, because of this, that means they're not on Radio Sega. So these are quite new. It'll give you about 10 minutes of me talking. That should hopefully pad things out. So then, let's go and spy on people. We know that we are... we know that we're pre-recording this. It is Thursday, currently, 11 o'clock. Let's see. What's going on in the IRC then? Gerbil Bay left a while ago, saying that he'd got a long Friday coming on. Josh turned up saying that he'd like to make something for... Well, he's making something for me. He did say on Twitter that he's making some adverts for Radio Sega on YouTube. So I'm presuming that by now they'll be finished. If you want to go to his YouTube channel, it's the same name as Twitter. So that's The Yoshi. The spelled T-3-H and then Yoshi. All one word. And hopefully you should be able to see some Radio Sega adverts there. Feel free to add them to your favourites. Trigon was saying that his mum made him some homemade apple cobbler, whatever that is, and that it's good. Josh said that it sounds good, but with us being English, we I don't really know what he's on about. Terribly sorry, but I really don't know. But I'll be sure to, I'll be sure to let you know what's going on with this whole YouTube thing. Hopefully by next week we'll be able to play you a little bit of it. That would be quite nice. That's actually about it. It's quite a quiet evening. Spying on people on MSN. Mina is, well, she decided to join in with the Scud Race when that was on. I asked if she was ready for aisle 10 and then said yeah, promptly followed by no. Resident SD's gone off to watch telly, and that's about it. For the first time in Radio Sega pre-recorded history, we're breaking the fourth wall? It's the fourth wall, isn't it? And actually telling you something. I mean, in previous shows, I've given you the impression that this was done live, even though it wasn't. This time, I'm thinking, sod it. We're going to... why not? We'll tell you that it's being recorded early. Because you get told in the blog anyway. You get told on Twitter. It doesn't really make an awful lot of difference, does it, really? Does anybody want Saturday Night Sega t-shirts? If you could, obviously, let me know so I've got a gauge of the demand for those. Because I don't know whether I should start selling them or not. So if you could obviously let me know there, that would be amazing. Obviously, just to remind you that if you want to enter Saturday Night Sega Smash Up this week, the two main ways to do it, or the ways that I'm most likely to see them, would be to send them either via email, which is, pardon me, gavi@radiosega.net, or you can send me a private message in the Radio Sega message boards, which is... Obviously, my name is Gavi on there. You should be a member of the message boards by now. If not, www.radiosega.net. Get yourself onto Radio Sega message boards and join in with the discussion that's going on there. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. And... you know, we're starting to get quite a bit of activity there now, which is awfully nice. It's been a bit quiet recently, so it's nice to see it definitely get some activity, get some people talking. Especially with it being E3 week as well. That I believe that certainly helped matters. Well, it hasn't harmed them, that's for sure. We'll give you impressions of the Sonic games at a later date, probably during a live show where I can actually interact with people. So, from one Jet Set Radio track to another, we've just had OK House. Here comes Super Bravza! I really don't know what to play you. I'm trying to put in some favourites that I don't think we've had for a while. I believe I might have some lined up. I think I'm definitely going to get some in here now. So for the rest of this show, it's going to be Radio Sega favourites. So all of the songs from this point on are songs that I know you all love. So that should be certainly good for you. I'd love this to be live. Josh has said, for all of you guys wanting to see the Radio Sega ad he put together, he's actually made it. So he's made a link. It's got Sega Satoshi Tanshiro in. Let's have a look. Let's see how this is. That's actually quite good. I like that. That's brilliant. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Josh. That is very good. It's even tagged as Gavi as well. That's quite interesting. Let's see what other tags come up with Gavi. There's nothing to do with me. Oh no, that's one of my videos. No, there's not a lot. In fact, there's quite a few people who use the name Gavi as a nickname. That's means I'm not quite so unique as I thought I was. But never mind. I would actually YouTube, download it from YouTube so I could play you it. But believe me when I say it, it's just Sega Taz Sanshiro, Sega Taz Sanshiro, Sega Saturn Shiro. So that's pretty much it. Still, much thanks to the Radio Sega's American ambassador Josh for making that for us. I'll be sure to add that to my favourites and share it around. You should too. Find the tweet, retweet it around, make sure that obviously the word is spread. We are Radio Sega and we are amazing. Even more amazing, well, I'd say even more amazing than that other radio show. I forget their name, but I would hate to I'd hate to start something that I can't back up, so we'll be sure just to leave it alone, I think. What? I'm trying to find a jingle now. I'm trying to think what jingle I'm on. I've done that one. We're on that one again then. That's quite good. Let's put it here. We'll have it at the start. So after this track, I've actually done quite well here. These are three tracks that you wouldn't hear on the Jet Set Radio part of Radio Sega. At least I don't think you can. I'm going to have a look on the website right now to find out. But I believe you cannot request these tracks from Jet Set Radio. Don't worry though, we are going to try and get them added in some point in the future. Having a look, they're not on here. So we will definitely get the unheard tracks on, or the unreleased tracks, we'll get those on Radio Sega very shortly. So if you like the tracks that we've just played you, we have got OK House, Super Brother, or as it said in the game, Super Brother, and Magical Girl, which you're hearing right now. As I said, we're going to be playing you some Radio Sega favourites, and not quite so favourites. And hopefully you'll enjoy those. I'm not going to tell you what they are. I think you should be able to guess them. In fact, half the fun is guessing. I've told you that they are Radio Sega favourites. We should probably just leave it at that, really. Though it would be quite interesting to see if Mina tries guessing. So I'll let you know if she gets any of them right. After this next music break, looking at it, I've got 8 minutes of audio to play. 20 minutes. Yep, we should actually be approaching the end of the show, so... But we'll obviously give it a go. We should be able to get a little bit of talking in. I have actually got a song that I'm desperate to play, but I'm not allowed, unfortunately. So you'll have to wait another week for that, or another couple of weeks. But if I could play it, I would. Trust me, you'd find it amazing, and it would be another Saturday Night Sega exclusive, as they tend to be. But I will try and twist arms and see if I can play it next week. Either that, or I might just throw a whoopsie and play it anyway. I'll obviously find out. I'll find out and see what would be said. So we've got about a minute left. I really have run out of things to talk about. I'm going to leave you with the last minute of Magical Girl from Jet Set Radio, and then we're into 3 tracks that are favourites of us all here at Radio Sega. In fact, 2 of them have their own hashtags. I'll leave you pondering that question, or pondering that statement, rather. It's Saturday night. My name's Gavi. You're listening to Saturday Night Sega, only on Radio Sega.
RadioSega.net, 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music. Sega!
I asked, and I got permission. In the next music break, we're going to give you two songs. The last play of Saturday Night Sega, the Smash Up for this week. And, for the first time, and completely unexpected, we've got a Saturday Night Sega surprise for you. So, you're going to love it. Of course, if you expect me to tell you what it is, I'm not going to, because it wouldn't be a surprise. But I got sent it 2 days ago. I listened to it this evening, and needless to say, as I generally do with such things, I wanted to play it. But knowing that, you know, I probably wouldn't be allowed, I decided against it. However, I want to share it in its current state with all of you. So, I stress right now, what you are about to hear in the next music break is not finished. There's still some mastering to go on, as I understand, and there's still more awesomeness to be laid on top. And this isn't the big surprise that I've been holding from you for the last couple of weeks. That's still to come. However, as you know, I am part of a circle of friends, and we put ideas together. And this is the result of one of those ideas. Before we get there, though, we decided in the last music break we'd give you some Sex, Sega, and Sedative, as you had Passion from Metropolis Street Racer, the Sega Mix from Sega Gaga, and then my remastered version of On the Top of the Hill, Living Sedative, of course, from the Songs for Sonic Supersonic Edition out version of the album. Yes, it's not out yet. I'm still trying to remaster it. Some of the volume levels are being really dodgy. It will be out this year, but let's just say that at the moment we're holding off, or I'm trying to leave as much of a gap as possible between the release of Songs for Sonic for Sonic Relief and the release of Songs for Sonic Supersonic Edition for Sonic Rex, and obviously the charity that we've chosen to support, which we're not prepared to go into any detail for until the actual release of the album. So I'm not going to tell you anything about that currently. Sega have actually just posted on Twitter that they've just been awarded 2 Guinness World Records. Blog and photos incoming shortly, so if that turns up before the end of Saturday Night Sega, we'll be sure to let you know. Otherwise, you'll find out next week. So this is how it's going to go down. After this song, Brilliant Room from Last Bronx, we're going to be playing you the last play of Saturday Night Sega, followed by a rather awesome surprise. After that, we'll say our usual goodbyes, and then we've got 2 tracks to play. Now, I've been holding these till the end because these are what you'd call the best of the best. The cream of the crop. Now, we're probably going to end up calling this the Radio Sega Karaoke Show for this week, but I can assure you that you have been listening through aisle 10. You have listened through Segatar Sanshiro. You have listened through Sega Gaga Gaga. You've listened through Grooving Daylight. So let's be fair. What harm are 2 more? We're not going to be playing you the number one song from Radio Sega this week, because quite frankly, it's been quite a poor request week. So there's no point. We're going to close off with a sing song. You have been warned. 20 seconds to go until Saturday Night Sega's Smash Up round 13 for the last time. Then you've got 1 minute and 48 until the best song you're going to hear on this show. Brace yourself. It's awesome. I remind you, that is work in progress. And that was Mr. Stream with an unfinished demo of a Crush 40 versus Cashel remix of Ungravitify. Send in responses on Twitter through @Sonic_Stream and let him know what you think. You can't download it anywhere. You can only hear it currently on Saturday Night Sega. Thank you very much. Thank you also to Mr. Stream to allow me to actually play that. I had to do a bit of an arm twisting, not only to get him to allow me to play the song, but also to actually make the remix in the first place. Yep, the remix was my idea. Thank you. Right, so we've got 2 minutes to go until our big Saturday Night Sega sing-along. Thank you to everybody who's listened in. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. We aren't actually going to overrun by that much, which is quite nice. I'm quite happy with that. Sega Mark also came on today to say that he would like to take the opportunity to thank me, and I would imagine Mina as well, for helping him to scam 3 booze, and said that he would be destroying his liver. So if you happen to see him out of his face on Saturday, give him a good old pat on the back and say hi, and just for a laugh, tell him to drink in moderation, because I know what he'd say to you in response. Next week, Saturday Night Sega Smash Up is themed around Sega Rally and Daytona USA. You don't want to be missing that. D'Artagnan will finally get the chance to find out what his top 5 requests, request roulette tracks were. And we are going to be playing Request Roulette through Twitter next week. So if you've got a Twitter account, keep an eye out for that. We'll have the top 5 requests coming back. And we're also going to try and get a Saturday night surprise in for you as well. We'll try and see if we can make it E3 related, but that would very much depend on what comes out in the 7 days between now and then. By now you probably figured out which 2 songs we're talking about in our mass Saturday Night Sega sing-along that we're about to have in the IRC, and no doubt in microphones up and down the world. The only question is, what order will they be in? What order is as Gavi put these 2 songs in? Well, you're going to find out very, very shortly. So here we go, let's have a countdown, let's get started. Are you ready? Right, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, FNO Circus, ladies and gentlemen. Da 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 I will be joining in with the singing, but just so you get every last minute of what's to come, once again I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to Radio Sega this Saturday evening, and thank you for tuning in to Saturday Night Sega. I'll catch you next week. Let's get your microphones out and sing along to this. Feel the heartbeat at the line. Can you feel the heartbeat at the line? Do you feel the heartbeat at the line? Do you feel the heartbeat at the line? Yes, yes! Do you feel it? Do you feel the heartbeat at the line? Do you feel the heartbeat at the line? And can I just say, form an orderly QEUE for Sega Rally. See you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.